Today, commentator John McCann ponders how the reaction to the West Virginia coal mine tragedy would have been different if any of the victims were black. He has a feeling that many people in the public might have been mining for racism after the accident.
The similarity is striking. Suspect levees in New Orleans, potentially dangerous mines in West Virginia. But when the water ran over in the Ninth Ward, we saw racism. Oh, sure, we saw governmental neglect and ineptitude, but the underlying cause, we thought, was race. Interesting. The race card didn't get played after the rocks came tumbling down in West Virginia, because it's white people who were killed. I can't help but think that if it were black folks in those mines, we'd be talking about how cruel the government was for not safeguarding the caverns and the insensitivity of giving black people false hope about the survival of their family members. And we'd probably claim that the false hope was intentional, arguing that it's the mission of the white-dominated system, like it's supposedly been for years on end, to give false hope to black people and, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. As far as I can tell, nobody's made this an issue of race. And let me be upfront in saying I'm trying to get a rise out of you, trying to get your blood pressure up a little bit, but I'm trying to get you to think, too. And I figure this instance where race is not a factor is a good time for a teachable moment. And I want to do this with all due respect for the family and friends of the miners who died. The false hope given to them during those few hours when they were led to believe those rugged workers would come forth like Lazarus from a rocky tomb reminds me of those fake prosperity preachers who promise the world and leave folks with lint in their pockets. But prosperity preachers deceive intentionally. That doesn't appear to be the case regarding the West Virginia miners. In the same vein, some data out about Hurricane Katrina suggests that black people weren't disproportionately affected by the storm, according to numbers crunched by the Knight Ridder News Organization. Now I know we saw what we saw as far as all those black people at the Superdome, but stuff ain't always like it looks. Which didn't stop us from assuming the worst about the white man and his proclivity to dismantle levees and steer torrents of water into black neighborhoods in New Orleans. To quote the Timex Social Club hit from the mid-80s, that's how rumors get started. Nor would it stop us, if all 12 of the dead miners were black, from assailing the horrible working conditions as slave-like and calling despicable the idea of intentionally manipulating the psyches of black families by leading them to believe their loved ones were alive, only to pull the rug from underneath them. And if I sound silly and over the top in saying all that, then it's just demonstrating how often we jump off the deep end at the mere appearance of racism. Not to say that it doesn't happen, but I'm inclined to believe it happens far less than we want to believe. Yet here still in 2006, there's this us against them thing going on that we just won't let go. When that mine blew up in West Virginia, folks got to praying. But if I can offer some words of comfort, the fact that 12 miners died doesn't mean God no longer answers prayers. Miracles still happen. And Lord knows we need one if we're ever going to get a handle on this race stuff.
John McCann is a columnist for the Herald Sun in Durham, North Carolina.